Colorado's Office of Early Childhood and Governor Jared Polis announced yesterday $275 million from the American Rescue Plan has been allocated towards alleviating child care costs and an educator workforce. Funds will also go towards programs supporting the health and mental health of children, families, and child care providers. According to the governor's press release, the funding will result in $100 million kept in the pockets of families across the state, with families saving an average of about $450 per child in tuition reductions over the 9th month grant. The Denver Post reports infant child care in Colorado costs about 21% of a median family's income, and only about 6.2% of families in Colorado can afford infant child care. The Office of Early Childhood will provide more details about the new funding by holding a virtual town hall in English and Spanish on Thursday, September 23rd, starting at 5:30 p.m. Hundreds of high school students across Denver walked out of class yesterday morning and marched towards the downtown administrative offices of Denver Public Schools. They demanded the removal or resignation of school board member Tay Anderson. School board members censored Anderson Friday, as a recent third-party investigation determined Anderson flirted with a 16-year-old student before learning her age. He then intimidated witnesses through social media posts. The investigation also concluded Anderson made unwelcome sexual comments and advances toward female students involved in a student-led gun control group that Anderson co-founded. Anderson is reported to have admitted and apologized to those allegations. Investigators were not able to substantiate Anderson's sexual assault charges. According to the Colorado Sun, during yesterday's protest, a few students from each school met with school board members and voiced their concerns about Anderson. The YWCA of Boulder County and the NAACP Boulder County will be hosting a virtual information session this evening titled Critical Race Theory, What It Is and Isn't. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. and includes a panel of experts. Organizers invite students, parents, teachers, and community members to attend the webinar, and the moderated discussion will address the, quote, information needed to challenge the misrepresentation of critical race theory being used to create barriers for educators who are working toward more inclusive curriculum and equity programming in schools. Denver City Council members approved last evening just over $27 million to fund two new affordable housing complexes. According to the Denver Gazette, council members approved funding for the construction of an 82-unit complex on East Colfax called the Rose on Colfax. The site of the complex was formerly a strip club, which closed in 2017 after the city purchased the property in an effort to revive the area. The complex will be for tenants who make 70% or below the area's median income, or just over $51,000 for one person. A certain number of apartments will be reserved or designated for residents who are at the lower and mid-ranges of income qualification. The complex will also have an early childhood education center on site, behavioral health services, financial literacy, job training, resume assistance, health education, and after-school and youth programming. The Denver Gazette reports that Denver City Council has also approved bond funding for the construction of an apartment complex that will house residents experiencing homelessness. The 49-unit complex called Rhonda's Place will be located on South Federal Boulevard and will be reserved for residents who make 30% or less of the area median income, or just over $22,000 for one person. Residents will pay no more than 30% of their adjusted gross income toward rent, with project vouchers covering the rest. The complex will have on-site addiction recovery services, case management, nurse practitioner visits, education programs, benefits assistance, psychiatric services, and transportation to grocery stores and physician visits. A safe, separated, multi-use path for bikers and hikers may connect Boulder and Lyons in the not-too-distant future. The Denver Council of Regional Governments has awarded a $400,000 grant to Boulder County to carry out a feasibility study for the bikeway. The funding comes with a matching requirement, and the advocacy group, Cyclists for Community Group, is in conversations with Boulder County officials to financially contribute to the match. According to Cyclists for Community, the grant award came after 2 years of discussion with county officials to create a safe route between Lyons and Boulder. Boulder City Council is set to hold a vote tonight on the CU South Annexation Agreement that will guide flood control mitigation and the development of the 300-acre property owned by the University of Colorado Boulder. According to the Daily Camera, if the City Council decides to annex the property, the flood city itself. The Daily Camera reports the annexation agreement includes a revision that allows the city to disconnect the site from within its limits if any of the agencies do not authorize necessary permits. The City Council meeting is set to begin at 6 p.m. tonight. Today's weather for the northern metro Front Range includes sunny skies with a high in the upper 60s. Tonight will be mostly clear with lows in the 40s. The current temperature outside the Boulder studios is 45 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.